were doing an assessment of damage, and a boat came down the street. It was two coaches from Stalin Park. They said, Mama D, we rescue. And I said, good, baby, get the rest of the fellas. That was one group. The next day, I had ran some people away. One of the guys came in on a boat, red, black, and green. I knew his father from the neighborhood. He said, I said, what the... I said, what you coming around here for now? Because you black, you think you're going to be able to get what you want from us? He said, no, Mama D, I'm not a part of that. We're rescuing. So the group of men got together, baby. And as we grew, Mo came in. Just ordinary, good-hearted citizens. Not for a quarter, not for thank you. And Merck will tell you some of the things that they did.
All right. And you're Merck?
Yeah, my name is Manuel Mercadel. They call me Merck. I've been here all my life, and the guys that were Soul Patrol, we didn't give ourselves a name. We just was going to do what we had to do.
And the lady came for security purposes.
And we used to said, one lady said, look at him, Soul Patrol. So we said, we'll keep that. And that way we'd be able to let people know who we were, as well as be identify ourselves, apart from anybody else who was either doing the same thing or other things, deemed illegal or not. And we, like I said, it was just a bunch of people, friends and friends of friends, who just were concerned citizens doing what they had to do. And then, you know, we just called ourselves the Soul Patrol, and it sounded good, it stuck. And it, like I said, means of identification. And, you know, we're saving lives, helping people out. If you need a water, throw your water. If you need to get to the evacuation point, we did that too. If children can't help themselves. So we had to step in and, you know, single mothers couldn't do what men can do. So we just, like I said, no thought of our own safety. We just did it. Like, one of our guys lost his son, but he kept on going. And one guy saw someone that he didn't even, you know, realize that he knew. He turned the body over, so he had to leave. So right now, at the point, I'm maybe me and a couple others are the only two that are still left here working the field, and everybody else is out there trying to get the people to come back home.
So that's the big goal. That's the big mission of the Soul Patrol right now, is to get the people back home to New
Orleans,
right?
Well, we have like rescue, return, and restore. Right now, we're pouring into still rescuing, you know, because it's more than just saving a life. It's saving spirit, thoughts, and sanity. And returning, that's what we plan on doing now, to return the people here so we can start restoring the neighborhood and our city and people's lives, because it's not going to be the same as it was. It's going to be better.
All right. You got any other...
All right. Thank you so much.